Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Kick off hour number two of the programs brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. It's a game day. Game day is brought to you by the official credit union of Three and Out, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union.
It's a TVA.
No.
That's all.
All right. 7 o'clock tonight, ESPNU, Vanderbilt.
Prime time on the U.
On the U. David, did you say I don't get the U on my my package?
You didn't when I tried.
Is it not just on the ESPN3 also, like on the app?
I think you can.
I don't know. I think they actually changed that recently to where you had to have a special package.
Do you have ESPN Plus?
No.
No. Oh.
Which is good because this weekend... ESPNU, SEC Network, and SEC Network Plus. So you shouldn't need ESPN Plus.
Unless you don't get ESPNU.
But why would that matter?
How would you watch it?
No, I know what you're... If you don't get ESPNU, I understand what you're saying. But why would it matter about ESPN Plus if we're talking about ESPNU?
Because I think if you have Plus, but you don't have U, you can still watch it.
The
I think so.
ESPNU stuff somewhere else?
On that.
Because of Plus?
On the app, yeah. I think so.
All right.
I'll double check that. I thought so.
It's not going to matter.
You'll find it somewhere.
My daughter's got a game right during the game.
Tonight?
Yeah.
No.
I might. You know what? I might do that thing. I might turn the phone off. Just go watch Tennessee Vanderbilt tonight at like 10. It's Friday night.
How? Record it?
Yeah.
Okay. Better hope you have you. Just saying.
Well, they'll put it on the replay section.
Okay. If you say so.
Mm-hmm. But can I avoid it? That's the big question.
I think you can. Just go dark. You know?
Yeah, and you have to turn the phone off. I tried the thing one time where I just had it on silent.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
And, like, you get the notification that pops up.
See, I don't get those. I don't want them.
The notification?
The da-da-da.
Oh, no. I have those off.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, like, well, this is for football. It's a little different. Like, I wouldn't see any tweet. Like, if you and Davey are, you know, throwing stuff into our group chat about the game or whatever on Twitter, I won't see that. But what burned me for football before is people send a text.
And the text, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, well, the text will pop up, you know, I can't believe it, you know, or whatever, you know, something.
Oh, no, we suck again.
And I'm like, I don't want to know. So I just got to turn the phone completely off and then hope that no one...
What a big night.
The problem is going to be people at our game keeping track of it in stands as we're playing.
Earmuffs.
I think we're playing at 7. I think it's like the games are exactly the same time, too.
So but her game will only take an hour.
Yeah, I may just run home and watch the end of it.
Yeah. I do that.
Or put up my phone.
Or if it's too bad, just maybe don't. Yeah. It won't be. Rocker's going to come in. He's going to be mad about his dad. He's going to overthrow.
It's going to be 3-2. Like, I don't know who's got 3 and who's got the 2, but 4-3, 2-3,
3-2.
8-1. Big orange. There you go, Alex. That's what you're looking for. There's the Houston Crest.
We'll probably score our 8 in the first couple innings, and then Rocker will get toasted. They'll bring in some guys pretty good in relief.
Probably be the opposite.
Yeah,
good pitchers.
Last time he was on the mound, he got popped.
All right. The guys, they burn out at some point, and then you get to the bullpen.
You want me to FaceTime you after every home run, see how much I'm celebrating every ball hit, home run, run
sure,
score?
Sure.
We should just have a camera.
My
on.
Fandom to you.
We should have a camera on Alex during the whole game, the Alex cam.
I'm just, you're rooting for good pitching. I'm rooting for Rocker to get pulled at the first inning. Like, I hope he's just throwing watermelons out there.
Yeah. Are you going to watch it or what?
No, he's already said he's not.
Why not?
Bit of rehearsal dinner.
Punk.
You going to watch Saturday?
No.
Why not?
I'll be officiating a wedding.
Are you nervous?
No.
You're officiating a wedding.
I'm officiating the wedding.
No, I remember this. Okay. No, some people have probably missed it, though. Yes, I know he is, but it's just, I mean, come on.
Just say it again out loud. Yep.
Look at this guy.
Who wouldn't hire me to officiate the wedding is the question you should be asking.
Are you getting paid?
He's no. Bronze.
Okay. I'm just saying for future references, those listening, if you need somebody to officiate your wedding.
On the cheap. I don't know. What does that normally cost?
A Depot wedding.
Oh, God. All right, dearly beloved. I'm going to review super bad.
Should I start with my campaign speech? My dad always told me two things about giving speeches.
No.
Yeah. One, never say anything bad about the Jews. And two, tell an interesting story. And then I tell stories about their life and how they've come to this moment in time. And how their love is eternal.
I would skip the first part. I would get right into the love eternal, friendship.
But you should do it in that voice.
Yeah.
No. It's their wedding. What are you guys doing? Do not feed this.
They picked Davey. What?
That's a very good point.
What kind of people are these?
They're incredible people.
Who are these people?
They're clearly not taking the ceremony that seriously.
Family?
Family. What is it Vin Diesel says? It's like, I don't remember the Fast and Furious quote.
It's all the family quote. Yeah.
We're not family, but we're blood or something like that. We're not blood.
Family's more than blood. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never.
Yeah,
really
someone
watched.
On Twitter said, who would win in a fight, Thanos or Vin Diesel? And someone quoted the tweet and said, depends if family's on the line or not. Sorry. Thought that was funny. I'll just.
I wasn't balancing paying attention. It's not your fault. It's on me.
But no, my speech is going to.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not. Yeah, okay. I haven't said a single thing about what I'm going to say.
All right.
Is it a speech? I mean, when you're officiating the wedding, I don't think you call it a speech. It's more.
Well, you talk about.
It's more
the intricacies of the relationship.
It's more of a sermon.
I thought you did. Yeah, you did the speech tonight. At the rehearsal dinner.
It's not a speech.
The pastor doesn't normally. The officiator.
I wouldn't call it a speech, but I don't know what to call it. So it's just for simplicity.
Is there a religious
sake.
Element to this? Or you? Or is this
I will
just
be.
A,
I will be saying a prayer at some point during the ceremony. Very early on,
I have a couple of Bible verses.
I have three Bible verses.
All right. So it's more
rules
of
three,
kind of like a devotion. More. I don't know. What do you call the?
Are you going with like the standard three Bible verses?
No.
Like the wedding crashers
no,
three?
No, I've actually.
3:12.
No. What is it? It's well, Corinthians. Is it Corinthians 4:13 that's repeated a lot during weddings? I'm pretty sure it is.
There's something.
I'm not doing that one.
Colossians and Romans. Well, I forget the verse in Romans. But remember right before the Bible verse in Wedding Crashers when they're like they're making little side bets on what they go with? Love is patient, love is kind.
I don't think it's 1 Corinthians 4:13.
13:4.
When we are slandered, we answer kindly. We have become the scum of
the earth. Okay, it's 13:4.
That's what David
I had it backwards. It's not 4:13.
We've become the scum of the earth. I am David.
Yes, the garbage of the world.
It's Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 8 is what I was thinking of. Love never love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
So you are going with the one from Wedding Crashers.
No, I'm not using that. I said I'm not using the one that's almost always. And then
no, you should definitely go with misquoted
and said, I think it's Corinthians verse 4.
You're garbage.
4:13.
You're dirt. We are the scum of the earth. To everlasting love, you may kiss the bride.
In her trashy mouth. Like, what are you?
I got it mixed up. 1 Corinthians 13:4 is what I'm not going with.
Just
I'm not
be
going
sure
with 4:13
bookmark
either.
The right page.
Yeah.
Don't mess
don't
that up.
Don't tell people to turn to 1 Corinthians
Or maybe just have them printed separately so you don't have to turn.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny.
We have become the scum of the earth. Dearly beloved, thank you for being here. I'm Davey Hudson.
Executive producer.
You're going to wear a fan right
so
shirt?
You are doing 1 Corinthians 13?
No, he's not.
You're not.
The whole thing was I'm not doing it because it is commonly used.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's fine. Like, that's generic. That's a good take. I just...
Someone has offered $100 to you if you do it in your VFL segment voice and record a video. $100.
I do kind of want to record it. Can someone, like, Periscope it?
Oh, somebody will record it.
Twitter video. The Periscope's not a thing anymore. Twitter.
Can you at least turn on, like, the mic recording and the phone in your pocket? Ah, we don't need to ruin the wedding.
Is there a videographer? We could maybe get a copy of the
Yeah, are they wedding? Doing are they doing video?
I would assume so.
Mm-hmm.
So one of your family members thought the best person on the planet, at least it was available, to officiate their wedding was Davey Hudson.
Just because you don't like my character here doesn't mean I'm different in the real world.
Doesn't mean you're different
in the real world?
Yeah, it doesn't, but it also means I could be different.
I'll pay you $20 to work in a Schwarman defense.
It's a good thing the legends...
People are going to attack your wife. That's when you unleash the Schwarman defense.
It's a good thing the 37 aren't at the wedding heckling him as he's doing it.
Okay, Dave, 30 seconds, $100. The true love is blind. Love is patient. Love is kind. Oh, no, wait. That's the wedding. I think what my friend's trying to say here is the true love is blind. This could be so good. Can I come to the wedding? What time is it?
4:00.
I might be able to make
I need
that.
To read.
No, wait, sorry.
1 Corinthians 4:12, because this is coming in.
I actually don't know what time it starts. That might sound bad, but I'm going to be there all. Like, I'm staying the night down there, so it's like I will be there the entire time. So it's not like I'm like, oh, you might be running late kind of thing.
That's good. That's good. You're kind of an important deal. At this wedding, you know.
You could have just left off the at this wedding part and it would have
been kind of an important piece.
The bride and the groom would be like us this morning. You guys get a text from Davey? Nope.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
I was 15 seconds late.
Dearly beloved.
I might actually have a flask in my pocket. Yep. I could say, let's get this party started and then just take a quick sip and then put it back.
We're going to be doing communion. I got some Jack Daniels for us. Oh, God. This could be a nightmare.
I got a haircut.
I think 4:13 could actually work because we didn't really get to the final line of the verse. It says, we have become the scum of the earth, the garbage of the world, right up to this moment. It's talking about true apostleship.
Yeah, you guys were garbage until right now. When
you
let me
officiate
your wedding.
Yeah. It says we work hard with our hands. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly. Yeah. It's talking about humility.
Someone at the wedding that will be at the wedding just offered to record it.
Yes.
No pressure. Maybe a little bit.
You're not gonna be nervous. I would be petrified.
No, he knows it. Like he knows everybody there. It's like
no,
friends
no.
And family.
I still just I don't know. Even if I felt
have you
confident.
Heard me on this show before? I'll say anything. All right, like I don't get nervous. Like, this is my element.
It's true.
Okay.
I gave a speech at his graduation party.
Yeah.
Well, not a speech. I stood up and said a few nice words.
No, he didn't. He started by talking about how I was late for a remote one time, and that's how he led into it. It's like, you didn't show up to the Toyota remote or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Remember we had to call Boomer to come in?
Yeah.
Because Davey, what, you overslept that day? Alarm didn't go off?
The power went out the night before, and the alarm reset,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't go off until I woke up and the show had already started, but no one was here.
Right.
And you guys didn't know where I was.
Right. We were very nervous.
I had like
very
8 missed calls. It's very sad.
I led with that, but then I went into the good stuff.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
You were. It was.
It must have been halfway decent because your mother came up to me afterwards and said, that was so nice.
Hmm. It was flattering.
At least I showed up. Nate didn't even show up.
Were those the last kind words you've ever heard from him?
Thank you.
What, Alex?
Were those the last kind words you've ever heard from
him? Yes, they were. That was... First and last. I mean, it was a room full of people who kind of liked the guy, so, you know.
Had to put on a show.
Yeah.
It went well.
It did.
I appreciated him showing up.
It was fun. Food was good.
It was.
It was a great time.
Can't wait to see how this goes this weekend.
Yeah, now, especially now that we're going to have a recording.
A recording, yeah.
So do you have it all planned out? Like, have you written it all down, or are you still just going to?
It's right here.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll do a great job.
Oh, I am too. I'm just giving him a hard time.
It's just funny.
I didn't need to print it
out. What color?
Cobalt blue.
Nice. And they're like navy?
Yes.
Okay. So yours is just a little bit different?
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. That's good. Didn't want to go Dumb and Dumber on the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Is it an outdoor wedding?
Yes.
Indoor? Outdoor?
Well, the ceremony is outdoor.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Reception inside somewhere.
That's good that it won't be too hot.
It's a good thing you got that. You get all bronzed up for it. Looking good.
Don't I always?
No comment. Yep. Hour two continues live from the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Ha! Drew said a small sermon is called a homily, so maybe that's what Davey's doing, I guess. Is that what you go with, though, for wedding? Is that what a wedding, the message?
How long does it have to be?
I mean, usually weddings are quick, even including the vows and the...
Some aren't.
Well, weddings like what, you know, Catholic weddings are longer. They do communion and all that stuff. It just depends, but... No, like,
you ever been to a Greek wedding?
No, I don't think so.
They're long, but fun. Oh, afterwards. Oh, man. Talk about a reception. The Greeks.
Yeah, they know how to do it, huh?
Yeah. It's the cool music and, like, the dancing. You got to learn the dances. Great.
How long is your message, Davey, you think? Like, your...
I was going to try to keep it around 10.
10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Probably good.
Yeah. 10 or less, I would say.
Huh.
Yeah. Sounds good. 7 to 10.
For the whole thing?
No, just for his... Just like
the
message part.
Yeah.
Not, that doesn't count as prayer. That doesn't count the vows. Doesn't count any... The walking in, walking out.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a song? Like, are they lighting a unity candle?
I don't believe so. Getting rehearsals today, so I'll...
He'll get the lowdown.
My wife burned her hand lighting the unity candle. The wax ran down. She may or may not have uttered a, you know, word under her breath.
In the sacred house of the Lord.
Yeah, and then she was worried it was going to be on the video, but it wasn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
She's like, I hope they don't have a mic back here.
Could have been eternal damage.
Uh-huh. Well, see, we had the song, like, while we lit the candle, but which was nice. And, it was, you know, guy sung it. It sounded great, but kind of tough because, you know, lighting the candle only takes a couple seconds, and then you're just kind of standing there, staring at each other.
Was the guy singing it?
Yeah.
Or was it recorded?
No, he was singing it live, yeah. Really good.
So you can't fade
really
him out,
job.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. You can't just, like, bump out.
So, hey, buddy, just skip those last couple of verses there if you don't mind.
Maybe we should get into weddings, you know? Fan, well, Dave, you officiate.
Rick married Weston on the phone. Like, Weston called in, and their ceremony on the Blitz.
Yeah, said that before wrong. Your time.
You said Rick married Weston on the phone.
Well, you know, he married
Rick
Weston and his wife. Yeah, yeah.
Rick
he did what you
officiated
you're doing.
The wedding.
First
on
ever.
On the show. They were already on the grounds of their honeymoon location, so it was nice and convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You just get the wedding knocked out, and then just party time.
Party time.
So, all right. But we've got an official officiator now in Davey, and then you could plan the music. I feel like you'd be good at that.
Yeah.
And then we've got lots of guys.
Yeah, what are they going with for the reception? They're going DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a live band. I don't know that.
We could go full service. I mean, we got lots of sound mixing experts here, you know.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Could be a good time.
We could video it for people.
For future weddings, David, you could charge as a DJ and a minister.
We could upload.
It's true. I have a lot of bangers I can play.
Did you have to get some kind of license to make it official?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I got everything covered. You guys, don't worry, all right? It's fine. It's going to work out perfectly.
You're not licensed to?
It'd be ordained, but.
Marry people? It's different
I have
states.
A system.
A system? A model?
It's legally
like
binding, all right?
Have they gotten their marriage license already?
I don't know.
He's not responsible for that.
Yeah, no, you kind of are. Like, I mean, I remember the minister, you know, he was.
Well, he has to to sign it, right?
It's COVID times, guys. Like, things are different.
That's true. That's true. Gosh. It's a very good point.
So it's just a big sham, basically.
No, it's not a big sham.
He's just putting it in a nice package. Putting the bow on it, but officially, you know, it's just, it'll probably be the license. Because I don't think legally he can sign it and it be legal.
I'm really surprised we've made it an hour and a half.
I know.
I was just wanting to see how long you guys could go before you talk about the third biggest recruit in Tennessee basketball history.
Well, I was trying to drag this segment out another 3 minutes so that we could start a fresh segment. But yeah, yesterday was a really big deal. Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just that you got him, but that he's reclassifying.
Yeah. Which was, you know, that was the rumor. This is a guy, unlike Adu, who is physically ready to go. 6'9", like 235. Yo. He probably deserves two segments. And then we got to talk about Rick Barnes, because Zach called in. And not to knock Zach. Zach called in. Was it Monday? A little bit worried. Mm-hmm. All the departures. All the transfers. What do we do? Can we go get guys? Rick Barnes went out and got guys. We got a Frenchman. We got a big man. And now we have a power forward. This is... He's filling the spots. Got a true point guard coming in. All I know is if I'm Victor Bailey and Santi Vescovi, I am getting up shots because I think the offense is going to look like what Rick Barnes wants it to look like. And we will just have to wait and see if that is good enough in March. But, yeah, figured Brandon Huntley Hatfield needs a full second.
No, for all the March, you know, joking around about Rick Barnes, I mean.
And we still have, what, one or two spots to go?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to perform well in March, you got to have the horses to do so. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was a little worried that maybe we'd have this wave of a couple five stars, you know, to go along with Triple J. And then if it didn't work out, then maybe we weren't going to get more. But that, because that's the key. Like, you get one and dones, you got to get more one and dones to stay at that level, even from a
talent. Yeah, you got
to
reload.
Perspective. And so step one looks like, you know, getting more top-end talented guys is being completed. And that's really, really good and really, really big news for Tennessee basketball. So now, you can start to focus on the season and stuff. But, yeah, let's break it down. We'll get to BHH. Is got a lot of triple names and stuff going on now. Huntley Hatfield's stats, data, where he ranks in the class, being reclassified, and all that good stuff. We'll come back with that next. Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Wow.
Floodgates have truly opened.
I told you yesterday, you laughed at me. Floodgates open. Tennessee, hot as a pistol.
6'9", 230-pound power forward. The reclassified to class of 2021. This even says signed. You just sign?
He signed.
So he's locked in.
Yeah,
done.
It's done.
Not just,
it's
more
over
than just a commitment. He's ranked 98th in the 24/7 sports overall player. No, sorry. 98 is a score as a five-star. He's the 18th ranked player in the 2021 class. They had to re-rank him, I guess, for that class.
He was
2022.
Yeah, he was sixth.
For 2022?
Yeah.
And now he's 18th for 2021, which makes sense.
And I know he was the number one power forward. I believe ESPN, they were tweeting about it. He's now 19th on there.
He's 21st in the composite, so I guess Rivals has him a little lower, but right there, around 20 for everybody. Seventh best power forward in the composite, best player in Pennsylvania, consensus, and
fifth highest recruit to ever sign with Tennessee in the, I guess, modern era
since
of recruiting. Yeah,
players.
So first couple years, all Rick Barnes. He doesn't even recruit. He just his staff goes out and he tries to close the deal. Rick Barnes has now signed 5 of Tennessee's 8 all-time 5-star players.
Wow.
Tobias Harris, Scotty Hobson, obviously signed by Bruce Pearl. Robert Hubbs also signed by Bruce Pearl, if I'm not mistaken. But Josiah Jordan, James Keon Johnson, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, Jaden Springer, Kennedy Chandler, all Rick Barnes on the last 3 years. The guy can crude a little bit. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Meyer, director of basketball scouting, compares Huntley Hatfield to Julius Randle.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Really good college player.
Yeah.
Oh, he's become really good in the NBA now,
too. Has he? Okay. Yeah. It took him a little bit to kind of get rolling.
Well, he's had a few triple-doubles this year.
Nobody during that stint with the Lakers did much of anything, and since he's been able to get out of L.A.
Where is he now?
He's in New York.
Okay. Plays for the Knicks?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. That's so no nice. Wonder you're, so, yeah. No, that's good. He's been watching Julius Randle, so he would know better than me if the comparison is a good one.
Nate, did you say that we're now ranked 2nd?
I was about to say that. Tennessee basketball has moved up to number 2 in the team rankings. And if we add one more dude, we will hop Michigan for the top spot. Mm-hmm. Michigan 6 commits, Tennessee 5. Pretty good. Just need one more dude.
Average player rating 96.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to find where that ranks.
Michigan's 96.91. Florida State is 3rd in recruiting. They have an average player rating of 95.73. Duke, 99.67. It's pretty good. Kentucky, 99.08. Kansas, 94.63. Gonzaga, 3 commits, 98.33. Michigan State, 3 commits, 98.28. Baylor, number 9 in the country, 97.82. Alabama, 10, 97.49. So you're in the mix. You're hunting it.
That average player rating does not take into account transfers.
Right. Yeah, Justin Powell not counted in Tennessee's points or average player rating. But that's a pretty good addition to... I thought he was a 4-star coming out of high school. Was Justin Powell a 3? I mean, he was playing really, really well with Auburn before he got that concussion.
I think he was a 3, if I remember correctly from yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, he was 3.
Okay.
Out of Kentucky.
Let's go to the phone lines and grab Zach. Zach, you're on 3 and out.
What do you say, Houston, Nate, Davey, and Alex?
It's a great day, Zach. Rick Barnes came through for us.
He listened to me, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He must have heard me calling in the show and complaining.
He said, well, I wasn't going to go recruit, but Zach doesn't think I can get it done.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not, didn't think, just a little worried, right? I mean, he was, wanting to see the class fill out, and it took him 2 days.
Yeah, after 5 years, he got it.
Oh, come on, Zach. He had a good class last year. He's recruited well the last 2-3 years. He had a 5-star in every class.
Hey, Houston, I'll eat crow any day if it means that our programs get better.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
And, yep.
And it let's look at it. He got the horses. I'm excited about it, right? But I'm not going to – like going in last year, I was like, oh, man, we're going to beat Gonzaga. We're going to, this is going to be the best team that I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I'm just going to pump the brakes, let things work out. We do have the horses now. Let's see if Barnes can put it together, get some development. Huntley Hatfield should play big minutes for us next year.
Yeah.
No excuses there, I don't think. He's got the talent. He's lengthy. He can shoot. But these highlight videos sometimes can be a little bit deceiving now. You know, I've lived through the days of, Scotty Hopkinson and a bunch of players that, you get excited about and it doesn't work out. But I tell you, it's I'm glad we have the horses now, at least. You guys feel the same way? We finally got, this should be a pretty good basketball team the way it's lining up.
Yeah, and I'm hopeful that this offseason will be kind of more of the norm, whereas obviously last year was very, very different. You had guys out. They had to close down, you know, workouts from time to time, close down practices for COVID restrictions and contact tracing. Hopefully, you know, they get the full off-season workout with these guys, and they're ready to hit the ground running at the start of the season.
You guys think Vesco, you know, you look at the talent that's coming in, and I loved Santi when he first got here, you know, but you think now that we're getting moving on all this talent, should we look to evaluate whether Vescovi comes off the bench and almost becomes that Lee Humphreys for us like that Florida was?
I think that'll be, yeah, I mean, that'll be part of the job Barnes has to do. You know, starting lineup, rotation, and then just roll. I mean, Vescovi, obviously as a freshman, was point guard. Last year he was more, you know, 2/hybrid point. And then with Kennedy Chandler, I mean, he's not going to be running the point. I'm talking about Vescovi's not going to be with Kennedy Chandler, hopefully.
Do you think Justin Powell's better than Vescovi?
I don't know. He's bigger, and he's probably just, and again, I'm not trying to knock Vescovi, but probably faster, quicker. So, yeah, I mean, it's very possible Vescovi comes off the bench.
You know, and I actually like Vescovi. I know he gets a lot of, you know, ball people that, you know, his game is what it is. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
And so, and I like him because he's a good kid. He came here all the way. I mean, just imagine to being in his shoes where, you know, you come in and you were basically the star when he got here. I mean, and then, you know, having that conversation, hey, buddy, we may need you to come off the bench.
Yeah.
I hope he can, you know, he seems like he's mature enough to understand that if we have to go that route. But, you know, I think he can shoot even better than he has. And that would be ideal for us to have somebody like that coming off the bench or, you know, solidify himself as that shooting guard that we need along with Powell. So, gotta say, boys, this is a really good weekend. You guys talking about baseball. I'm surprised Houston's always a positive one. Doesn't want the sweep.
Doesn't want the sweep? What are you talking about? Of course I want the sweep. I just don't want to get swept.
Yeah, he's just already explaining away the losses.
No.
Before they even happen.
I'm not explaining them away.
I mean, it's the ultimate kind of positive all take is we're still good even if we get, you know, beat in the series.
I mixed you up Houston with Davey. I thought that was Davey talking for a minute there when I listened to
it.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
That's a slight right there. He took a shot at you.
Look, we're going to win the series. Mm-hmm. But if we don't, we better not get swept. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
If we don't get the sweep, win the series. If we don't win the series, you better win one.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I am interested to see Vescovi if he's able to get healthy. I mean, while he was hurt, he still shot 37% from three last year.
And that hip, I mean, do you remember that one game where he was trying to play on it? And he looked, I mean, he was in pain. I'm watching some Huntley Hatfield highlights.
Yeah?
Yeah, this dude's ready to go.
He's good?
He can shoot the three.
That's great.
Pretty good three-point shot.
Pick and pop.
He was taking guys one-on-one, shooting off the dribble. He can bring the ball up the floor.
It's really good.
Any word on John Fulkerson?
He's a great rebounder. No, nothing official.
Yeah, when's he deciding?
I don't know.
What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I don't know. When does...
Well, he might not. I mean, he kind of...
What do you mean, might not? Might not decide?
Like, just, I mean, just go on his way. He kind of left it. Like, I mean, he had a senior day. He might just view it as like
he might be thinking like there is no decision to make.
He's already done.
Yeah, I've already didn't see. But
yeah, good point.
I don't know. Surely he's thinking about it. But yeah, I guess what Davey's saying is if he doesn't come back, there might not have to be an announcement for it.
Right, right.
But if he does, obviously that would be.
There would be then.
It's gonna be a brand new looking team. Not a lot of familiar faces. Could be good. Excited to have a true point guard, like a skilled true point guard.
Yeah.
2 5-stars in this class, right? 2 last year. Not bad.
But we had the 2 5-stars and then a 4-star that didn't play.
True, and transferred.
Yeah.
That one's always going to be weird.
What might have been. He hadn't decided where he's going yet, right?
No.
Okay. That'll be interesting to see where he ends up.
Yeah.
Because I think, again, no offense, but like Gaines going to George Mason, Asheville for kind of, you know, it's not like they were transferring away and going to Duke or Kentucky or Kansas.
Teams that'll come back to bite us.
I would just say teams that aren't. I mean, it'd be bad if you're losing, like if you're North Carolina and you lose Walker Kessler to Auburn, you know, it's like, dang it.
Yeah, I mean, like a team that you could maybe face off against.
Oh, yeah, sure.
NCAA tournament or just out of conference play.
Were we talking at all about the transfer? He's a small forward from Davidson named Bates Jones.
I don't believe we've mentioned
him.
Yeah,
didn't he go to Kentucky?
No, he recently committed to Duke. I hadn't heard about him.
I thought it was another David.
There was another one. I mean, this was like 40 minutes ago.
Okay.
Duke lands Davidson grad transfer. But Duke, I didn't know if we were
in.
Is that the guy who's a shooter?
No, I think that was a different guy. I think that's the guy I was thinking about before. But I don't know. Maybe they're the same. Maybe that's
I only mentioned him because his brother's kind of a big deal.
Named
Daniel. Happens to start for an NFL organization at the quarterback position.
Interesting. Does he have a nickname, okay. Danny Dimes?
He does.
But he doesn't throw dimes because he's a terrible passer.
Hey.
Whoa.
Golly.
That guy registered the fastest speed for a quarterback in like over 8 years.
And then he fell down. Yeah. Did they score on that drive?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. They got a touchdown?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's good.
That could have been bad.
They almost didn't.
Still lost the game, but
yeah.
You'll have that.
Yes, gracious. They're talking about the New York Giants and Daniel Jones, in case you're completely lost right now. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Final segment, hour two next. Sad. Final segment, hour number two. Oh, goodness. Davey's energy drinks kicked in. When's the depot today?
I guess next.
Oh, goodness. The star an hour? Is that smart? Like, is that good?
It's okay.
Okay.
I think so.
I mean, we podcast.
9:15 if you want.
I mean, podcast listeners can fast forward if they want, right?
Do you have your fact of the day, banger of the day, stat?
You ready to go?
Nope. And I got the movie. I got the movie. That's the most important part.
I feel like they're all equally important.
I can buy them sometime.
I don't need time.
True, you do. You do apparently thrive under pressure, according to you. But Jerry Meyer of 24/7 gave a scouting report of Brendan Huntley Hatfield, and like I said, the comp he has is Julius Randle. Says Huntley Hatfield has a quintessential power forward body. With length, strength, and density. He's a power-based athlete. High-level body control for a player of his size. Can score from all three levels. How about that? Very comfortable with the ball.
Barnes loves that, all three levels.
Has functional ball handling skills that produces buckets in scoring range.
All right.
Buckets. Can get to the basket efficiently. Loves to go left as a righty. Has ability to dominate his area as a rebounder. Improving as a defender is a proper area of focus.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. A guy, 5 stars, top. Well, I think when he reclassified, he was the 19th overall prospect in the class. But
21st.
Oh, really? I said 19th yesterday. They dropped him 2 spots already?
Well, it might be ESPN that has him as
19th.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
I said ESPN.
But, yeah, not surprising that there wouldn't be a lot of holes in his game as a 5-star.
Yeah.
Power forward.
Yeah, but it seems as though all of the, I guess, pluses that he has fits right into what Rick Barnes likes.
Mm-hmm.
Except defense, which I'm sure if Huntley Hatfield struggles offensively during a game, Rick Barnes will be harping on his defense
sure.
as the reason why he struggled.
Most talented big man ever signed at Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, it's hard to...
I'd say most highest rated
man. Sure. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's hard to overstate the importance of the signee. I mean, obviously, you got to wait and see how they do. I mean, that's a whole thing. Yeah. But in this moment, I mean, it's a really, really, really big deal.
I mean, the trade-off, obviously, that we're going to have is, you know, you're subbing him in as your four for Eve Ponce. And the trade-off is you're losing the defense that Ponce brought you, but we're actually getting a four that can score, is a scorer. You can depend on him to either get it low post, score, mid-range, he's got a shot, and from three-point range, hopefully he's got a more consistent shot.
That was the weird thing about last year. Ponce's three-point shooting got worse.
Yeah.
He was pretty reliable the last two seasons.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
But that was kind of true of the whole team.
Vescovi
shot it a little bit worse. I guess Joe was about the same. Victor Bailey shot it well early, and then he trailed off.
Yeah.
Just need a good offseason.
Hopefully he can adjust to coming off the bench.
Who's that?
For next year, Victor Bailey. Because is there a spot for him in this?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, they brought Joe off the bench for a large portion of this season. I think he played okay off the bench. If that's the trade-off, if Victor Bailey's just going to not be worth a damn if you bring him off the bench, then I just start him. And then just watch his defense, and if it's not good, maybe throw Joe as the sixth man.
I mean, if we're looking at it from a guard perspective, we obviously are under the impression that Kennedy Chandler is going to come in and be able to play point guard right away.
Yeah.
But outside of, what if Powell just turns out to not be that great of a player? I mean, you got to remember, there's a reason this kid's transferring. So if he doesn't play that well, then you really have Vescovi and you have Bailey.
I don't know how good Powell can be, but, I mean, he played limited minutes at Auburn, but he was really good. I mean, it was the injury that – and I don't know, maybe after he got hurt, he just didn't feel like he was wanted. I don't know. Maybe they tried to rush him back, and he was like, no, I still don't – you know, I don't feel right. I don't know what happened with him at Auburn. But when he played, he was good. He's a good shooter. I mean, I think he'll carve out some minutes. I'm with you. I don't know how good he's going to be.
With transfers, you just always need to take that into consideration. I did want to mention on Huntley Hatfield, I don't know if you guys knew this, but he is cousins with Alex Poitras.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they're both from Clarksville.
Hmm. Yeah, so he's initially from Clarksville, and then he moved to Scotland, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I guess, finished out his Winton transfer to another high school that was better, I guess, at basketball. Kind of like Kennedy Chandler.
And I guess better academically if he can reclassify and get all the stuff done.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, kind of like Kennedy Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Wichita from Memphis.
Also, if there was ever a time to, reclassify, this is the prime time just because of how a lot of schools have made...
Kind of waived some requirements due to...
COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it this year? They're not making... the ACT's not really a factor in getting into college at places.
Is that right?
They say they don't weigh it as much as
they
usually do.
But I'm just saying, that's a good point, Alex. I was kind of going at that, but I was just saying from just being able to experience high school, if you're so good, I mean, I know some kids, they want to have that experience to where they graduate with these people that they've grown up with and have that senior year. But with a lot of the stipulations that's been put on a lot of these schools, as far as what the kids are even able to do, for a lot of them, it would be more fun just to go ahead and start the clock, especially if you have the idea of playing professional basketball, just because, I mean, you're able to get paid earlier and you're also, I mean, it would just suck. It would be my opinion, not being able to have a normal high school into your high school career.
Yeah.
So let's say Fulkerson does not come back. Or even if he does, are you like, how are you managing the starting lineup? Because I'm assuming Kennedy's your point guard.
I'm not concerned with the starting lineup at this point.
Yeah, like, I mean, they'll judge that after their practices, and then they'll probably adjust it as the season goes on, depending how guys play. I mean, they did that this year. It felt like Barnes all year was kind of struggling to find the perfect starting lineup. And I don't know that this team ever really had one, especially with the way we were playing. But that'll all shake out. I mean, I'm not ready to sit here and say this guy has to start. I mean, I think right now you pencil in Kennedy Chandler.
Mayshak.
As a starter? No, I think Kennedy Chandler's probably my only guaranteed.
Pencil?
He's my only bet right now.
What about Hundley Howfield?
I would almost pencil him in.
I don't know.
Ahead of anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not.
Maybe
eventually. Like, I mean, we saw it last year.
Yeah, the freshmen didn't start. I mean, they played a lot. They were getting over 20 minutes a game, but.
Maybe you have a better offseason and those guys can just start out of the gate.
Right.
And last year, you kind of at least had a whole lineup without the freshmen to start the year, but this year, you kind of don't. I mean, you're just going to need to start them, I think.
But you got options.
Good problem to have.
Yeah, it seems like this team, and
because I was worried,
I don't want to speak too fast, but this team is looking like it really does have some depth.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of afraid if you struck out on, you know, some of these guys that it was going to be, you know, this team would be like worse on paper than last year, and so then you're asking a worse team to kind of like overperform. But now you've hit, and not only did you get the player that kind of tied it all together. An inside presence like Rick Barnes wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a guy that can score from outside and reclassify to this, you know, to this year and ready to go. And he's your guy. You're not worried about the transfer thing like Davey's mentioning. Although that transfer topic kind of goes either way. I mean, some guys transfer and they're a lot better in their new home, and some guys transfer and have the same issues they had at the previous one. And some guys just never even take and they're worse. It's just like anything mm-hmm. else. He's not going to know.
Yeah.
Kumwa's still here too, right? He hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's another big body.
Eros.
Yep.
Well, it's just adding these players puts those guys hopefully now in a role where maybe they can get a little better in the offseason, and maybe when they do come in for just tiny spot duty, they hold their own, and then these impact players that you're getting are the guys that you rely on. I mean, that should be the way it works.